Have you pickle juiced today? If not, you. It's as easy as heading to the stupid store and ordering yours from radradio.com.
A couple emails, clarify a few things we've talked about over the last hour, rad@radradio.com. First one, we were talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are heading to the Miami Grand Prix race, F1 Formula One racing this weekend, along with Patrick Mahomes and his bitch wife, Brittany. And Kyle asked if they're going to be able to hang out with Michael Jordan.
Yes.
I posited out loud. I said, I know Jordan's into racing, but I don't know which one is it. I should have known. I mean, Michael Jordan's the greatest of all time. Patrick, Travis, you're neither. You're working on it.
Sure.
You're probably the best in the game at both of your positions, but you're not the greatest of all time, which is why this all makes sense. Thank you to the emailers who wrote in and said, see, they got their cute little Formula One cars.
Ah. Aww.
Jordan's got two, not one, but two teams in NASCAR.
Oh, oh damn. Okay. Amazing.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Where he belongs.
Right. Guys, Hot Wheels.
Yeah. So, then we got another email. We're talking about acronyms that are no longer cool if you're 25 or younger. So if you want to look like a boomer, you say LOL. Instead of sending the skull back, because that's what you should send back, you write LOL, things like that. And then we talked to try to bring things back around. We talked about how Gen Zers and millennials are growing up. They're getting out there. They're getting on their own and things like that. Things that they appreciate now that they used to make fun of. They used to look at their adult, oh, my God, why do you care about this? Like bird watching was on the list. We spent some time on that. Mm-hmm. But here's another one. We talked about the appreciation of really good bed sheets.
Oh, yeah.
And we got this email. It says, speaking of bed sheets, our household just switched because of the change in seasons from our winter flannel sheets back to the normal sheets with the higher thread count, and I forgot how much I love those sheets.
Yeah.
Getting into bed has never been more glorious than this. Oh, my God. Why do you even sleep? What a waste of time. We've got a free 1 month membership to Rad TV at members.radradio.com. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing Friday morning. Two lucky listeners will each win a pair of premium seats to see Pete Davidson live on Friday night, May 10th at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento. That would be sixth row center stage. Caller 18. Hello, Will.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your timer will begin when I finish reading the first question, which is true or false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, and then you got to get four more to win. Pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say, 300 thread count, and then you say, I sleep in a cardboard box at night, I have to take 300 thread count as your answer. The word is perspective. Will, any questions?
No.
Okay. True or false? Today is the last day of April.
True.
What network airs reality shows Below Deck, Summer House, and The Valley?
Any.
Huh? According to sci-fi.com, there are seven different lightsaber colors in the traditional Star Wars universe. Name one.
Blue.
Carson City is the capital of which American state?
Nevada.
Name any one of the seven dwarves.
Sleepy.
What's the square root of 144?
12.
Who created Star Wars?
George Lucas.
All right, at the buzzer, we got our seventh question in.
25.
Let's see how we did. Seemed to answer rather quickly on most of those. True or false? Today is the last day of April. He said that is true. Tomorrow's May 1st, May Day. We discussed that yesterday. What network airs reality shows Below Deck, Summer House, and The Valley? He said A&E.
All right. Oh, my God. Hello, Bravo.
Right, he's a man. He shouldn't know this.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if he's got a woman in the house, he should know this.
At least he said maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's single and proud of it. Maybe he's gay.
Maybe he has a woman in the basement.
Oh.
All acceptable answers. All possible answers. At least he threw out a network, said A&E. It is Bravo. This question only came to mind because at my wife's request, I was backdooring my way, not what you think, into ratings, because she is heavily into the Bravo world, and she'll read all these things that people are saying, oh, my God, this show's not doing it. And I sent her the full report. And, I mean, the bottom line is Bravo is in a free fall. If you're paying attention all to all of how they're changing all of these characters and people on the Housewife shows and these shows like this, it's because they are dying. They are losing audience. People are just like, we're all over this.
It's just not interesting anymore. Too much oversaturation of the reality shows.
Yeah. And you know what it is. It's not to get too far inside, but if you don't watch any of this shit, it's the same formula, and they just repeat. Every show is the exact same. All of them. Not just the Housewife shows, but they take that formula, and they add it into all these other shows. It's like
copy-paste.
Different people, and people have had enough of it.
Do you know what? I'm starting to feel a little better. Because this last year, the Housewife shows were not hitting me like they used to. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, am I changing where I don't like these anymore? No. Like, because they're good escape, right? I mean, like, they're just mindless yumminess, right? Like, and I'm like, no,
we've all just had enough of it.
Yeah, and I can't, and that's okay. That's what it is.
According to sci-fi.com, because remember, this Saturday is May the Force be with you. So we're going to work in Star Wars questions.
Live long and prosper.
No, that's wrong. That's Star Trek. According to sci-fi. No, that's Mork and Mindy. Google it. According to sci-fi.com, there are 7 different lightsaber colors in the traditional Star Wars universe. Name one. He said blue. Now, I had to source this because I don't need Star Wars fans getting all nerdy on me. Sci-fi.com used lightsaber colors that have appeared in the movies or the live-action Disney Plus TV shows, so no expanded universe, no video games, no comics.
Tunes.
That's why there's only 7. That's why orange is not on the list, even though it appeared later in the animated, remember, no cartoons, animated season of the Clone Wars. The 7 acceptable Star Wars lightsaber colors, according to, I am not making this up, Wookiepedia.
Stop it. Oh my god. That's
are
cute.
Blue, that he said, purple, red, yellow, green, white, and black.
Cool.
Carson City is the capital of which American state? He said, Nevada. Name any one of the 7 dwarves. He chose Sleepy. The other 6 are?
Dopey.
Happy.
Grumpy.
Grumpy.
Bashful.
Bashful.
Slutty.
Doc.
Slutty.
Two left.
We said bashful.
Sneezy. Yeah.
Sneezy. Oh, and one more.
Dopey.
We said grumpy.
We already said dopey.
Depressed.
Grumpy. There we go.
Grumpy. Okay.
All right.
Depressed.
Depressed.
Indifferent.
We do need an updated 7 dwarves, don't we?
We do.
We need indifferent. We need depressed.
We need stony.
Yeah, slut.
Can't
stony.
Even.
Yeah. We'll work on that. And then 8 years later, it'll become a podcast that Brandon does. That's a totally inside joke. We didn't start the fire. What is the square root of 144? He said 12. I promise that'll all make sense in like a month. And
oh, damn. We'll forget.
Who created Star Wars? He said George Lucas. And that got him 6 right.
Damn.
Don't press that button. No. Not lose. God.
It's opposite day.
Why would you do that when you lose? 6 out of 7 right.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
You win. 3 more chances for you to qualify to win, actually, the membership and get qualified for the Pete Davidson tickets tomorrow morning, 7, 8, 9 a.m.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.